Vikings fans like our next guest. It's Bucky Brooks, a guy who, you know, we use your stuff on our site a little bit because we like what you have to say about the Vikings and Teddy.
Yeah, Teddy Bridgewater is an outstanding player. He hasn't necessarily reached his potential on what I think he can be, but I like the way the team is built around him. I like how he's really been slowly brought along, and he's not having to do too much as a young player. I think we'll see him really mature and become a really, really good player in year three.
Any players in this draft that could be used to help improve the Vikings offense?
Well, obviously, from a fantasy football perspective, everyone wants a playmaker, someone that can allow Teddy to throw it all over the yard. Stephon Diggs was a nice find as a young player. They could benefit from having a big receiver that can do some of the dirty work between the hashes. Maybe a guy like a Josh Dotson. Laquan Treadwell, if he happened to slip, would be a nice fit down there. I believe if they don't go the big body route, maybe a guy like Corey Coleman to add more speed, depending on what they elect to do with Mike Wallace.
All right, let's go to defense. You know, you got a Vikings defense with head coach Mike Zimmer that has pretty good players at every level. So when you take a look at that group, you know, where do you add to it that can be most effective and a guy who can contribute right away or a position that would help contribute right away?
You know, it's tough. They are really, really loaded. They drafted Trey Waynes a year ago. Didn't have to play him. He played behind Terrence Newman. So you actually get another draft pick when he gets on the field and does some things. I think the one thing that I would say, maybe a free safety, a true free safety that allows Harrison Smith to do his deal. I know they had success with some of their younger players, but maybe there's a guy like a Darian Thompson that can come in and be a starter, be the communicator, the traffic cop, and allow them to play. But when I look at that team, they don't have a big weakness on the defense side of the ball. The one area of concern, maybe on that offensive line, looking at offensive guard, maybe a guy like a Cody Whitehair from Kansas State that can come in and start and solidify it. But this team's shown that they're built to be a bully in the NFC. They look like those teams that we've seen dominate in recent years. We saw how Seattle was able to be able perennial power. We've seen how Carolina has been able to do it. I think Minnesota could be next.
All right, man. Well, thanks for joining us. Have a good week down here. Have a lot of fun, all right?
All right, for sure. Look forward to it.